Jeb Sharp, and this is The World. Iran says it views tomorrow's talks in Geneva as an opportunity and a test. Tehran's chief nuclear negotiator is slated to meet with officials from the U.S. and five other nations. U.S. officials are calling for Iran to come clean on its nuclear program or face tougher sanctions. The pressure on Iran is building after last week's revelations that Tehran has secretly been building a second uranium enrichment plant. It's next to a military compound run by the country's Revolutionary Guard. As The World's Laura Lynch reports, that's just another indication of the Guard's growing influence inside Iran.
A missile roared high above the skies of Iran last weekend, a show of military might and defiance. After all, this successful test of the country's long-range missiles came right after Iran was chastised for hiding a second nuclear fuel plant. The test came courtesy of the Revolutionary Guards Air Force, headed by a very proud General Hossein Salami.
این موشک‌هایی که امروز پرتاب شدند از جنس موشک‌های پیشرفته دوربردی هستند که در اختیار
The missiles that were launched today were advanced long-range missiles that belong to us and have been manufactured by the missile command of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Air Force.
No surprise that the Guards Corps, numbering more than 125,000, is involved in matters military. But Mohsen Sazagara says it's become so much more than a fighting force.
Revolutionary Guard is now a government inside the government of Iran, a regime inside the regime of Iran.
Sazagara was a founding member of the Revolutionary Guard. He researched other countries' military makeup, including America's, on his way to building the military and intelligence force that's charged with protecting the ideals of the Islamic Revolution.
You know, the Revolutionary Guard that we established at the first days of victory of revolution was not this Revolutionary Guard. On those days, we thought that we are going to create a people army, an organization to mobilize people to defend the country. That was the main idea.
Alongside the military, though, the Guard created a voluntary force. The Basiji militia, well known as the shock troops who battled protesters on the streets this summer. But Sazagara, now a dissident living in the U.S., says over the years the Guard has creeped into almost all corners of Iran's society and economy.
They are everywhere, and not only in military, but they are involved in security, economy, propaganda. They are involved in TV, radio, and everywhere.
In the last few days, a firm tied to the Guard has taken a controlling interest in a telecommunications company that controls the infrastructure of landlines, cell phone networks, and data storage and exchange in Iran. And that's just the latest in a string of enterprises under its control, from dentistry to engineering to charities. It's also developed political clout. A string of former Guard members are in top positions. They include the president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. But Iranian academic Rasul Nafisi says even with all that power, the military men miscalculated earlier this year when the elections descended into protests. Nafisi says they let it happen in an effort to downplay their growing influence.
They are interested in elections for two reasons. Number one, to look legitimate in the eyes of the nation. Number two, to look legitimate in the eyes of the world.
The old struggle for military superiority has evolved into a battle for control of Iran's economy and the wealth it brings. Mohsen Sazagara hears from some of his old comrades who are unhappy about the way the Guard has changed. But Rasul Nafisi says those men have lost influence.
I believe that as we go forward, we will have more and more of a uniform ideological group with tremendous interest in the economy.
They may still put on a good show, displaying the latest military hardware for all the world to see. But it's the Guard's ever-growing economic power, ties to perhaps as many as 100 companies with revenues of billions of dollars, that may well make it the most powerful force in Iran. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch.